I served on the Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands. Forestry, Fire, State Lands, have the fire department running Great Salt Lake. I mean, this has got to be a group of people that are clueless, with all due respect. They have one or two really people who are devoted to the lake, sometimes more devoted than others. And it's an inappropriate place to put that. It's an extractive organ, you know, place. And the state, I mean, at the moment, the state of Utah is just killing that lake with 1,000 cuts. And you get 320,000 acre feet of in-lake water being able to just recently been added to the evaporation that we can take out. We're going to allow them to lower the canal. I mean, how low can the lake go with respect to mineral extraction? Well, it can go as low as you put the bottom of the canal. In other words, if you allow people to, so if you allow them to dredge the canal to lower than it's been historically or whenever, you can keep lowering it. And yet we are in direct conflict with China, and U.S. magnesium is the, I think it's one of three, but very few sources of magnesium in the free world. And I think it is the only one in North America. I mean, and we need this. I mean, this flies our planes. It's what makes the steering wheels of our cars. If you're wondering how your car can be, you know, lighter than it is, I don't know whether you've noticed, but I have a new car now. I don't get them very often because I really like my old cars. And I notice that my old CRV, you could bump it with someone else's door, not that you do it deliberately, but it wouldn't leave a scar. I mean, this new Jeep of mine is just thin skinned. And one of the reasons is that you've added some magnesium, it's lighter and it goes farther on the same gallon of gas. But that is only Great Salt Lake delivers that at the moment, because I think I see these battles going on, but I think if it had been the feds, they'd have protected it. They'd have seen it as a national resource.